match analysis.
Hello and welcome to Crick Info Talk on the third day of the second test between England and New Zealand at Wellington. A day when England built well on their overnight lead of 148, carried it past the 400 mark. But David Lloyd, alongside me, it wasn't the most spectacular day's cricket we've had.
No, I think they're manoeuvring a position, England, and the one thing that they do have is time. Got two more days left in this game. The lead is unassailable for me. They've worked their way towards it. We've had a great day here in Wellington, and it's been perfect for England batsmen. Mark Richardson said that if the sun comes out on this pitch, it'll be much easier. It's still doing enough for the quicker bowlers, but you've got to bowl straight and you've got to bowl accurately. So England will be thrilled by the conditions today, but the first thing that they'll do tomorrow morning, throw the curtains back and hope for that southerly, which everybody says is coming in. It's going to be a cloudy and quite chilly day tomorrow, we'll see.
Well, what do we make of England's batting? Because a lot has been made of the perhaps a lack of confidence in the top order, and once again several people got in, no one quite went on.
They've got the lead, that's number one. I think we look at the lead, but it's been a nearly innings, and they've nearly done very, very well. They didn't press the accelerator and try to take New Zealand to the cleaners, which I thought they could have done. I thought they could have pushed on a lot more. Andrew Strauss, we'll talk about him, showed glimpses. He got to 44 and he survived one massive LBW appeal and then played all round one to be LBW. But there were signs there. What he's done is ensured he plays in the last test match on one of the flattest pitches that you're ever going to see down at Napier. So Alistair Cook played attractively for his 60. Paul Collingwood continues to be England's Mr. Reliable. It's been a nearly innings. I thought Peterson was getting there, and I mean, that is, you talk about you need a little bit of luck, and I mean, that was wretched luck where Ian Bell drives the ball back down the ground, Chris Martin gets a finger end on it, and he's about 2 metres or a metre short of his ground. So England satisfied with a day's work, but it's been unspectacular.
Peterson must be feeling gutted at the moment, though. I think it's now 10 innings without even a half century. It's his worst trot in international cricket, and I suppose it does show he is human after all.
And he's just dropped below an average of 50, I think, for the first time. So, in my opinion, he's going to take somebody to the cleaners, Kevin Peterson. He's had some difficult situations to bat in. And I'm going back to Sri Lanka on pitches that were very, very slow and England in trouble. And he had to stay in and not play in his own way, if you like, his natural way, and the same at Hamilton. If he gets in at Napier, might be a totally different story, because we all know what Kevin is like. He's got a brilliant ego. He has an ego, but it's a good ego for playing cricket. And he'll be saying, is somebody going to suffer for this?
There was one exciting moment early on in the day, and a memorable moment for Alistair Cook. He's gone 2 years, more than 2 years now, as an international cricketer, hit I think 310 fours in his entire career, and now finally he's hit a first six.
Well, he's going to have to embellish that story over the years. In about 10 years' time, well, I hit my first six at Wellington, and it was a searing pull over square leg. It wasn't, it was a top edge that careered over the wicketkeeper's head. Nobody actually saw it in the end, but he's crept over the line, and that's his first six, so that stat has gone.
So, another stat, England haven't won overseas since their victory in India 2 years ago. They're looking good to do it here, but do you think New Zealand can save the game?
No, I don't. I think that England can get right into that top order. A lot will depend on the weather. I think we're still going to see a quick pitch in Wellington. It's been a very interesting cricket pitch without the spinners being involved. Who knows? 2 days cricket. Will Monty Panesar have a role to play in this? I doubt whether he will. It's all about England's pace. Bowlers bowling straight, aggressively and accurately, throwing them curtains back tomorrow and praying for a little bit of cloud.
Well, there we have it. England have made unspectacular but very steady progress on the third day at Wellington. You've been listening to Crick Info Talk.
This is Crick Info Talk.